Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Here are some signs I've seen hanging around that help me laugh. In a coffee shop, unattended children will be given an espresso and free puppies. In a restaurant, shoes are required to eat in the cafeteria. Socks can eat any place they like. Gone crazy, back soon. On a maternity room door, push, push, push. In a veterinarian's office, back in 5 minutes, sit, stay. Isn't that great? I'd visit a veterinarian like that, wouldn't you? Next time I get a head cold, I just may see my vet for treatment. Laughter is great medicine. We don't get nearly enough of it, but sometimes it's missing from our lives. Perhaps you wonder if it will ever return. 100 things steal our joy. We'll be talking about them on future broadcasts. Here are 3 joy thieves that come to mind. The first is guilt. When I was a kid, we were so poor, guilt trips were the only vacations we could afford. Parents experience guilt. Sometimes we wake up in the morning and there's guilt just waiting for us. We didn't get to all 32 of our children's soccer matches last month. We raised our voice. We lowered the boom. Moms especially feel guilty for feeling guilty. Parenting isn't always easy. I sometimes feel guilty that others have it worse than I do. We've traveled to third world countries where people have next to nothing. They've been stripped of everything that we've been taught will make us happy, yet they are filled with joy. How? Because of gratitude. I've seen them in church. From them, I've learned to be generous and grateful. I've learned that guilt is sometimes good for us. It can help us make needed changes. But other than that, it's as useless as mud flaps on a turtle. Second one is pain. It robs us of joy. Some of us just like being a pain. I know a guy who calls himself a curmudgeon. He walks around looking like he's hooked up to a lemon juice IV. He likes to tell me, "I'm a curmudgeon." I told him, "A curmudgeon is a bad-tempered or surly person." He said, "But I've been this way all my life." I said, "Stop it." He said, "It's my personality." I said, "Stop it. We've got enough darkness in the world. Bring some light." He hadn't thought of it quite that way before. Maybe you're not a pain, but you may be in physical pain. My wife, who has given birth to our 3 children, rarely complains. I, on the other hand, get a hangnail and mention it on Facebook. The world must know my suffering. I know what you'd say to me. Stop it. And you're right. Maybe it's pain of another kind, though. Something far worse. The stab of loneliness, a broken heart, the loss of someone you love. We'll talk more about finding joy in tough times in the days to come. A third joy thief is perhaps the greatest, sin. I've seen it destroy joy in a young couple's life when adultery was involved. I've watched it agitate, decimate, and devastate. Sin offers pleasure for a season, but make no mistake, at some point it will rob your joy. If there's no joy in your life right now, ask yourself, is there sin? Don't let it suck the joy from your life. Confess it, make it right. In 2 Corinthians 7, the Apostle Paul tells readers that in the midst of trouble, and boy did he know a whole lot about that, he was overflowing with joy because of God's comfort. For the kind of sorrow God wants us to experience, he writes, leads us away from sin and results in salvation. The Bible tells us there is joy in heaven over one sinner who repents. Your confession will give the angels another reason to party, and it will give you another reason to laugh again. Reminds me of the sign I saw on a plumber's truck. We repair what your husband tried to fix.
As we wrap up 2025, we're humbled by how Laugh Again is impacting the lives of real people. One listener shared, "My husband and I had our dreams shattered when we had to return from the mission field. We listen every day and sometimes in the middle of the night. The message brings us such peace." To help extend that hope to more hearts in need through 2026, consider supporting this ministry at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.